1032. Sydney's Hope.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz, and it's a great joy to share morning devotions with you for a few minutes today. I hope that you're well today. Yesterday I was talking about the fear of rejection, that people are going to reject me. And one of the saddest verses in the Bible I found is in Psalm 27, verse 10. And here's the man who was the king of Israel. He'd spent most of his 20s actually running for his life from another king. I'm talking about David. And he said in Psalm 27, verse 10, "Even my father and mother have forsaken me." So he was a king who was rejected. And you know what also, in talking about rejection, Jesus was rejected, and Isaiah says that he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. So Jesus knew quite well what it was like to be treated as a person of no value, and we're talking about the Saviour, the Son of God. He was treated worthless. He was well acquainted with sorrow and grief, and people know what Jesus went through as they watched him die on the cross. And in Luke, the people of his hometown rose up and actually threw Jesus out of their city, and they actually planned to throw him off a cliff. They rejected him. And in Mark, the people asked Jesus, Mark chapter 5, to leave their city. They rejected him. And in Mark chapter 3, verse 21, Mark tells that Jesus' close relatives told him to be quiet. They rejected his message. So we're talking about someone, Jesus, the Son of God, who was well acquainted with rejection. He lived a perfect life, but he still had to endure rejection from the people that actually misunderstood him and misconstrued his life and his purpose. I like this true story that came out of the US about a little boy. He had a nickname, Sparky. They used to call him Sparky because way back there was a comic strip horse named Sparkplug, and Sparky never actually got rid of that nickname. Well, he failed in every subject in eighth grade at school. He failed physics. He got zero for the course, and he actually distinguished himself as the worst physics student at that school. He tried Latin, algebra, English. He failed. He didn't do much better in sports, actually. Although he managed to make the school golf team, he lost that match. Well, throughout his youth, he was an awkward young man. He was not disliked. People liked him, but they didn't really care too much about him. He was astonished if a classmate actually said hello to him. So there was no way whether he would ever have a girlfriend. He never asked a girl out. He was too afraid. He just felt he was a loser. Well, Sparky made up his mind early in life that if things were meant to work out, he felt that they would. He felt he was a fairly mediocre person. But one thing he really liked, and that was drawing. He was proud of his artwork, even if nobody else noticed it. And in his senior year at high school, he submitted some cartoons to someone for the end of the class yearbook. They were rejected, and Sparky was convinced, well, I just have to do something. So he graduated from high school, and he wrote a letter to Walt Disney Studios, and they asked him to send some of the samples, and so he drew a cartoon. He spent a great deal of time, and a reply came back from Disney Studios, "Sorry, it wasn't good enough. You're rejected." So he wrote his own autobiography in cartoons. He described his childhood, how he was an underachiever. But do you know what? This boy who failed in every subject was actually Charles Munro Schultz, and he created the Peanuts comic strip and the little cartoon boy whose kite would never fly. I'm sure you've probably seen the cartoon, Charlie Brown. So here he was, a man who was a loser. Perhaps the reason Charlie Brown became so popular is because we can identify with him. I guess we've all known rejection. The Bible, as I've said, tells us that Jesus was rejected. Jesus, the stone of the builders, rejected. John in the Gospel says that Jesus came to his own, but his own did not receive him. And so there was this discouragement. And I think there are three words. The three greatest words, if you feel rejected today, are God loves you. For God is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. Lord, we don't know what happens today or what will come, joy or sadness, but we thank you for your presence and your blessing. And help those who are rejected today, I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
When you see broken beyond repair, I see healing beyond belief. When you see too far gone, I see one step away from home. How many times can one heart break? It was never supposed to be this way. Look in the mirror, but you find someone you never thought you'd be.
I paid. And there's nothing you could ever do to lose what grace has won. My child, my beloved, the new creation, you're becoming. You see the scars from when you fell, but I see the stories they will tell. You see worthless, but I see priceless. You see pain, but I see a purpose. You see unworthy, undeserving, but I see you through eyes of mercy. Healing beyond repair, I see healing beyond belief. You're not too far gone.
The most important thing there is.
Hope 103.2.
something in the water.
Sydney's Hope.
1032.
I think it's time for that renovation.
You mean renovation D?
What does the D stand for?
Deluxe, divine, decadent, dollar savings. Renovation D are Australia's leading kitchen and bathroom renovation specialists.
Definitely.
Well, that's decided then. Let's check out their showroom.
Renovation D, savings guaranteed. Visit our showroom in Bankstown or renovationd.com.au. Station sponsor.
Serve the nations from where you are. Over 3 billion people are yet to have access to the good news of Jesus. You can help reach these people without leaving Australia. For over 100 years, station sponsor WEC International has been focused on seeing the good news go to the unreached. And you can help. WEC has a number of volunteer roles that are part-time and can fit your availability. Serve the nations from where you are. For more information, search opportunities at wec.com.au.
You don't need first aid skills until you do.
It's okay, I've got you.
Learn how to save a life from qualified and experienced paramedics with over 50 years combined experience. First Aid Every Day offers hands-on and hybrid course delivery, ensuring you walk away with the knowledge and confidence to treat all types of injuries and medical emergencies. Visit firstaideveryday.com.au to book. And let's learn how to save lives together.
Station sponsor.
Hope 1032.
We don't have a plan. Just pack our bags and run as fast as we can. We hold the future in the palm of our hands. I know you hear me, but do you understand? Yeah, we'll be making a scene. I'll keep on singing while you shake tambourine.
We're right there with you.
brothers are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me.
Soles of her feet.
one radio station everyone can agree on. Sydney's Hope 103.2.
Distracted this week, talking about what happens when we die. How do our beliefs about eternity affect the way we live? Former Buddhist, now Christian pastor Steve Kang shares the impact of his own near-death experience.
It changed me forever. It ruined me. My aspirations for worldly success went down the drain. Like, I was on my way to become an attorney. A lot of my friends are, and none of it mattered anymore. And for me, it destroyed the fear of death, darkness, demons, punishment, condemnation, the fear of other people. The Word of God says His perfect love casts out all fear.
Listen to Undistracted with Laura Bennett wherever you get your podcasts and on our website, hope1032.com.au.
Divorce is never easy. It can be emotional and messy, which is why Unified Lawyers is here for you. Station sponsor Unified Lawyers is rated one of the best family lawyers in Sydney, with over 450 five-star reviews from happy clients all over Australia. They'll really listen to understand your situation and get the results that will help you move on with your life. Unified Lawyers, here for you. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's time for Christian Jobs Australia Jobs of the Week. There are fantastic jobs right now in Christian schools across Australia, including teaching, admin, finance, chaplaincy, and many more. If you're looking for a rewarding and exciting school or teaching job that shares your values, you can apply today at christianjobs.com.au or tell a friend who you think would be perfect for the job. You can apply for or view many more jobs at station sponsor christianjobs.com.au. bedfordhr.com.au or on the Christian Jobs app.
At Bedford, we believe education shouldn't be institutionalized. It shouldn't be inflexible or impersonal, and it shouldn't leave students feeling unprepared and unsupported. Bedford empowers people to accelerate toward the future they want, while growing in character and confidence with values that affirm who they are in the Christian story. At Bedford, people matter. Character matters. Outcomes matter. We believe in transforming education, empowering people, shaping the world. We believe in you. Visit bedford.edu.au. Station sponsor.
Hi, this is Rob Martin with God in 60 Seconds. Do you worship anything? Worship is a religious word, yet the late American novelist David Foster Wallace, in a famous speech, claimed, "Everybody worships. The only choice we get is what to worship." Now, though not particularly religious himself, he gave powerful reasons to worship something spiritual like God, because in his words, pretty much anything else you worship will eat you alive. He said, "If you worship money and things, then you will never have enough. If you worship your body and beauty, you will always feel ugly. If you worship power, you will always feel weak and afraid." So what do you worship? We need something bigger than us that won't eat us alive. And for me, only the God of the Bible can do that. To open up more space for reflection and conversation about God, go to thirdspace.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
I'm here right beside you, with this heart on your sleeve. So come, won't you tell me all your deepest desires? There's a world that is lonely. There's a child in me, and it's here in your eyes. It's here in your eyes tonight. A longing for truth, so cut all your losses. There's no reason to hide. As I run through this forest, I'm just a child.
103.2.
Can I tell you something just between you and me? When I hear your voice, I know I'm finally free. Every single word is perfect as it can be. And I need you here with me. When you lift me up, I know that I'll never fall. I can speak to you by saying nothing at all. Every single time I find it harder to breathe. Cause I need you here with me every day.
You're revealing your glory.
1032.
Church to call home in Sydney Southwest? Station sponsor Inspired Church wants to welcome you with open arms. It's a vibrant, Christ-centered church with spirit-filled worship and preaching from the life-changing gospel. Families will find a welcoming atmosphere at Inspire with an exceptional Bible-based kids program and a cafe for food, coffee, and fellowship. For more information, visit inspirechurch.com.
You know, there are children who actually enjoy going to the doctor.
I do.
Me too.
I like my doctor.
Norwest General Practice is a family practice.
I was sick.
The doctors are great with children. They treat them well in every way.
My doctor made me better.
Norwest General Practice has a paediatrician, childhood nurse, and many health services on site.
My doctor's fun.
Station sponsor Norwest General Practice. Visit norwestgp.com.au.
Check 1 2.
For custom audio visual solutions of the highest quality, talk to CVAV. Sydney-based station sponsor CVAV has been delivering industry-leading audio, video and lighting solutions both domestically and internationally for over 30 years. CVAV is trusted by corporate, church, education and government sectors, so you can trust them too. For the best in audio, video and lighting solutions, visit cvav.com.au.
Hope 1032. 1032.
3-2.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it when you know it, and I know. Don't let me go. can't help but feel so lost. I wanna give you all I've got. They say you know it, but you know it, I don't know. Promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Sometimes I wonder how I'd ever make it through, through this world without having you. I just wouldn't have a clue. 'Cause sometimes it seems like this world's closing in on me, and there's no way of breaking free. Then I see you reach for me. Sometimes I wanna give up, wanna give up.
It's like nothing that I ever knew.